efforts by local residents. As the Yokkaichi air pollution lawsuit progressed, there was some lobbying to file a second lawsuit, but plans had to be abandoned because the issue of compensation had not been settled yet. Air pollution victims and related groups, however, continue their anti-pollution activities to this day. Local residents are also taking action to ensure that the incident will not be forgotten in later years and that lessons learned will be put to good use.